Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Andrew Alcock, who is the Managing Director of Hub24. Andrew, it's always good to talk to you.
Likewise, Tom.
Particularly given the fact that your space is such a dynamic one. We've been on the cusp of a massive technological change, but the way that these platforms are changing the relationship between customers and the way they invest, have you been surprised by it?
I'm not surprised, because if you actually focus on your clients and you build a business around that, it's generally going to attract success and sustainability. So in our case, we live in an environment where specialist platform providers like ourselves have revolutionised the industry in price, functionality, service and choice. So I think it's a welcome response from consumers. If you focus on your clients, that's what happens.
I suppose one of the bigger challenges is that we are seeing a massive movement of assets onto these platforms. What do you consider the biggest area to focus on in the face of this tide that's rushing in?
I think you've got to deliver great service and great functionality. I don't think you can sit still, so I think innovation is key right now. We've seen many, many industries transform through technology, and I think we're seeing the same thing here. So technology is unlocking value. So if you're building the right service and the right value proposition, you're using technology to create a lower cost or a better retirement outcome, I think that's the focus right now. There's no time to be complacent in a world where there's low interest rates. Australians are trying to work out how to retire comfortably. We've got a social system and a pension system that doesn't reward everyone. Yep. So we need to make sure we're focused on those sort of things. That's important for customers.
What I find curious is that there's a lot of discussion about people who have acquired a lot of assets. You hear a lot of talk about that. But what about people who are relatively early on in that investment journey? How much space do they occupy in your thinking in relation to what's going on down the track?
Sure. We're absolutely conscious of accumulators and retirees. And I absolutely think that in this marketplace, Australians will become more aware of that at a younger age than they have been. So from that perspective, again, it's about finding cost-effective alternatives to allow people to focus on their future. And you see that with other technologies in the marketplace. You see that the way that banking products and investments are changing generally, and consumer attitudes and education. So we absolutely think about that. We think about that in an advised model. We're also seeing that advisors are looking more and more to those type of clients with simple solutions that meet their stage of life right now. We do that with our product range, but I think it's more and more becoming important for all businesses to think that way.
Now, there's obviously a lot of discussion about the big picture. What are you focused on most intently when the more granular picture is concerned, from half to half, year to year?
Oh, look, I think we're focused on actually executing on our strategy. So from a shareholder's point of view, we're focused on executing strategy to actually deliver the results of the investment we've made. From a client point of view, that means we're offering you a great choice and solution. So we've got a market that very much is looking for unbiased, great solutions. And so from our perspective, it's fairly easy. Let's keep doing what we've been doing, but keep innovating, keep looking for that value. So more specifically, there's a trend towards managed accounts, not away from managed funds, but managed accounts creating value and lower cost end-to-end for a consumer, using the intellectual property of fund managers to pick investments. That, for us, is a sweet spot. We lead the market in that, and I think we absolutely intend to keep leading the market in that, because that's creating value and results.
Sometimes technology can be a great liberator, but sometimes the moat or the hurdle to get into that industry can be smaller. Is that something that you think applies to financial platforms?
Oh, look, to an extent, that's what Hub24 and others have done. We've used technology to create an advantage. However, scale is also important, so we're now a mainstream platform. Ranking and results, you do want to think very carefully about how you use or who you use to manage your retirement savings. So yes, the moat issue's there, but again, we're absolutely confident in our ability to keep extending our lead. And very rarely do you see a platform spring up like you have in the recent few years. So it's a hard industry to get into. You've got to know the market. You've got to have a great team and great foundations.
The Royal Commission has been impossible to ignore over the course of recent years if you've been involved in financial services. What bearing has that had on the way that Hub24 has calibrated its provision of services?
I don't think it's changed our approach very much at all. I think the Royal Commission's had an impact on advisors and advisor business models and transparency for consumers. So we're absolutely committed to helping advisors in that way. If anything, from our perspective, because we're on the other side of the ledger, we're a new platform, we don't come from a vertically integrated model, we don't have some of the issues that other incumbents have had, it absolutely just is accelerating some trends towards choice, value, transparency, which we've played at to date. So it hasn't changed our strategy other than we absolutely are committed to helping advisors even more as they have to navigate some turbulent times to make sure they can look after their clients.
As a shareholder, if you were to look out over the course of the next 12 to 18 months, what would be the most visible signs of health from your vantage point?
I think looking at continued growth, so funds under administration, which is the headline number, how much money or assets are you administering? I think that's the key headline number. If we're still getting growth, and we absolutely are to date, I think that's a sign of health. This is a business which is a growth business. We want to keep investing and innovating. We absolutely want to increase earnings. But the sign of health is actually winning new clients and growing the business.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Andrew. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.